由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
What a joy it is to know that you have tuned in to this broadcast.
非常开心你今天能够收听今天的天路导向。
As we travel on this road of the life of the Apostle Paul, we are being encouraged and motivated.
随着对使徒保罗生命轨迹的探寻，我们其实都得到很多的鼓舞和激励。
In the past decade, knowledge has been steadily on the increase.
在过去的十年里面，人类的知识是不断稳步地增长。
In fact, total human knowledge is doubled every 22 months.
事实上，全人类的知识每22个月就增长一倍。
But with all the increase in knowledge, the gospel of Jesus Christ remains unchanging.
但是在各种知识增长的同时，耶稣基督的福音却从未改变。
With all of the increase in knowledge, the truth of the gospel can never be modified or added to.
在各种知识增长的同时，福音的真理是从来都没有被增减或者修改过。
And that is why yesterday's warnings from the scripture are every bit as relevant today as the day they were uttered.
这个就是为什么经文里头每一个劝诫自古到今都仍然适用。
Please turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 20.
不如让我们一起翻开圣经的《使徒行传》第20章。
There we find the Apostle Paul gives us some very solemn warnings which are relevant to every believer today.
在这里我们见到使徒保罗给我们一些非常严肃的劝诫，这个跟我们今天每一个信徒都很有关系。
But before I get to the details of Paul's warnings, let me give you some background information.
但是在我们研读保罗的劝诫之前，让我先来介绍一下当时的背景。
In Acts chapter 19, there was a huge riot in the city of Ephesus.
在《使徒行传》第19章记载，以弗所城那里发生了一件很大的骚乱。
This riot was instigated by a businessman by the name of Demetrius.
而这个的骚乱是由一个叫做底米丢的商人引起的。
In the beginning of chapter 20, Paul leaves Ephesus and goes to Macedonia and Corinth.
在第20章开始的时候，保罗就离开以弗所，去到马其顿和哥林多。
Then to Greece, back to Macedonia, and finally to Troas.
跟住去到希腊，再翻翻到马其顿，最后去翻特罗亚。
And when he gets to Troas, he meets with the believers to celebrate the Lord's Supper.
当佢去到特罗亚嘅时候，佢遇到信徒正喺度聚会擘饼。
And when night came, he began to preach.
夜晚嚟啦，咁保罗就开始讲道啦。
He preached for 5 hours.
他讲了五个钟头道啊。
And during Paul's 5-hour sermon, a young boy named Eutychus dozed off to sleep.
咁喺保罗讲道嗰五个钟头里面咧，有一个少年人咧叫做尤推古，佢好眼瞓就瞓着咗。
He was sitting on the windowsill and fell and died.
佢系坐喺窗台上面瞓着咗，所以跌咗落嚟死咗。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul raised him from the dead.
但是因为靠住圣灵的能力，所以保罗让他复活。
Back then, people were trained to listen for hours on end.
在那个年代，人是习惯很长时间听到的，直到结束为止。
But the 5-hour sermon that Paul preached was not a monologue as much as it was a dialogue.
但是在这五个小时的讲座里面，保罗不是唱独角戏，而是用一些对话的方式来表达他的讲话的。
There was time for questions and answers as he spoke.
在他讲道的时候，他是有时间给众人去提问并且回答问题的。
The Bible tells us that the fumes from the lamps and the stuffiness of the room caused Eutychus to fall asleep and fall down.
圣经话俾我哋听咧，系因为有啲蜡烛嘅燃烧嘅烟雾弥漫住成个房间，令到空气唔流通啊，所以油推鼓咧就跌落去啊。
So Paul raises the boy from the dead and then continues to speak till dawn.
保罗让呢个少年人复活之后，佢又继续开始讲道，讲到天光。
People in Troas were soaking up the truth as it was coming out of the mouth of the Apostle Paul.
从保罗口里面所讲出嘅真理，就系让到特罗亚嘅人得上饱足嘅甘甜。
The next day, Paul leaves Troas and goes into Miletus.
第二日，保罗就离开特罗亚，前往米利都啦。
And in Miletus, he realized that if he goes back to Ephesus, it will take a great deal of time.
在米利都那里，他发现了如果要回以弗所的时候，他要用很多的时间。
So he sent a messenger to Ephesus and asked him to bring the leaders of the church from Ephesus to Miletus.
所以他就打发人去到以弗所那里，请教会的领袖来到米利都。
Miletus was 20 miles away, but it would take about 3 days for the messenger to return with the leaders.
米利都虽然离以弗所大概只有20英里，即是大概30-40公里咁远，但是保罗的信使呢要花了3日的时间才能够同教会领袖一起返嚟。
And there the Apostle Paul gives the warning that I want to talk about today.
而当所有人离齐之后，保罗就对他们作了一番的劝勉，亦都是今日我要讲的重点啦。
There are 3 things in Paul's exhortation that are relevant to every person listening to me right now.
保罗的劝勉的3个方面是跟今天听这个节目的每一个人都有关的。
First, he talked about his own life as a role model.
首先他讲到自己为人所起到的表述的作用。
In verses 18 to 21,
是记载在18-21节的。
Secondly, his obedience to the Lord was unconditional.
其次就是保罗对上主的信服是没有条件的。
In verses 22 to 27,
在第22-27节。
And thirdly, you see his warning was for vigilance.
第三，你能够看到他的劝勉是为了让众人去警觉的。
Verses 28 to 35,
第28-35节。
Let's look at the first thing that Paul talks about.
让我们一起来看看保罗所讲的第一个方面。
He was warning the church leaders that his life is a role model.
他用自己的生活榜样来劝勉教会的领袖。
Again, look at verses 18 to 21 of Acts 20.
一起让我们一起来看一下《使徒行传》第20章18-21节。
And here's something very important, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，其实这个内容呢是非常之重要的。
There is no more powerful an impact that you can make than a personal example.
没什么人能够比一个好的榜样有更好的说服力。
Parents can instruct their children all day long.
我们知道家长可以经常教训他的子女。
Teachers can teach brilliantly.
老师可以讲得冠冕堂皇。
But the life of example creates far more impact.
但是生命的表述是远远比这些东西更加有生命力和影响力的。
As I read the scriptures, I am continually awestruck by how the Lord Jesus' life matched his instructions.
当我去读圣经的时候，我见到主耶稣的生命和主耶稣的教导是相吻合的，很多时候都是让我肃然起敬的。
There are no discrepancies.
它是没有任何的矛盾的。
We can tell our children what is good and what is bad.
我们可以告诉我们的子女听究竟什么是善什么是恶。
But our life will impact our children far more than the words we speak.
但是我们的行事为人往往都比我们的言语更加能够影响我们的子女。
We can proclaim the truth publicly or privately.
我哋可以公开咁样或者私下咁样宣扬真理。
We can witness on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋可以为主耶稣基督作见证。
But what will impact people's life in greater way is our conduct.
但系个核心就系更加能够影响人嘅生命，原来就系我哋嘅行为啊。
People are looking to see if you are living your lessons.
人会去睇下你系咪实行紧你所教导嘅嘢。
People are watching to see if you are the same person in public as you are in private.
人会睇下你喺人前同埋人后系咪都系一致噶。
And Paul said in Acts chapter 20 verse 18.
保罗喺使徒行传第二十章十八节度话。
You know how I lived the whole time I was with you from the first day I came into the province of Asia.
你们知道自从我去到亚细亚的日子以来在你们中间始终做人是怎样的。
What is Paul saying?
究竟保罗在这里讲的是什么呢?
He is saying, you have heard my words, but you also examined my life.
他在这里讲的你们已经听到我讲的说话也都验证到我所行的事。
He is saying, you listened to my teaching, but you also watched my decisions and my actions.
他在这里讲的你们听到我的教导也都看到我的抉择和行为。
And you can testify to the fact that there is no discrepancy between what I say and the way I live.
因此你们能够证明我所讲的和我所作的并没有矛盾。
Paul was a role model, not just in his words, but in his life.
保罗是一个榜样，不单止在言语上面，更加是在他的生命里面。
Secondly, Paul's obedience to the Lord was unconditional.
第二样嘢就系保罗对上主嘅信服系无条件嘅。
Look at verses 22 to 27 of Acts 20.
让我哋一齐嚟睇下《使徒行传》第二十章二十二到二十七节。
Obviously, the Apostle Paul was able to look up through his prophetic eyes.
好显然啊。使徒保罗是用他先知的身份、先知的眼睛来仰望上帝。
And see that he would face more opposition and persecution in Jerusalem.
并且知道自己会在耶路撒冷里头是面对更多的敌对和迫害。
In Jerusalem, there would be more beatings and more unrests.
我想告诉你，保罗是在耶路撒冷里头是会面对更多的鞭打和动荡不安。
In fact, it happened exactly as he predicted.
事实上后来发生的一切正如他所预料的。
In Jerusalem, he would face more false accusations and discouragement.
在耶路撒冷里面他将要面对很多不实的指控和打击。
But none of that really mattered to the Apostle Paul.
但是老实说这些东西对使徒保罗来说是无关紧要的。
Once he knew that God was calling him to go, he went.
一旦他确定这个就是上帝呼召他去的地方，他就动身了。
What a far cry from what people say today.
这个和今天我们人的想法是差很远的。
They say, I am willing to follow Jesus if I can be sure that I will not face any difficulty.
今天的人经常都讲话，如果我肯定信了耶稣之后就不会有什么困难呢，那我就实跟耶稣了。
I am willing to get involved, but only if it is convenient.
我得闲的时候一定愿意侍奉的。
My beloved friends, listen to what Paul said in verse 24.
各位亲爱的朋友，请你留意保罗第二十四节所讲的。
He said, I consider my life worth nothing to me.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵啊。
If only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus Christ has given me.
只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣那里所领受的职事。
The task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
就是爱来证明上帝恩惠的福音。
Here is what Paul is saying.
那保罗究竟在这里讲什么呢？
Compared to the task of making Jesus known, my wants mean nothing.
他说只要能够去将耶稣的名去传扬的话，那我的需要其实都算不得什么。
My comfort is not my priority.
我是不是安逸都不紧要的。
My personal goals are not the issue.
我自己的目标都是无足轻重。
He says, because my life is not my own.
因为我的生命不是属于我自己的。
My life belongs to Christ.
我的生命是属于基督的。
And I wonder how many of us can truly say this today.
但是我怀疑啊，今日究竟我哋当中有几多人能够话我嘅生命系属于基督嘅呢？
Because it is true whether you acknowledge it or not.
因为无论你承认与否，呢样嘢都系事实。
If you belong to Christ, your life is not your own.
如果你属于基督嘅话，你嘅生命就唔属于你自己啦。
But how often do we really think about this?
但是有几多的程度上面我们会经常意识到这一点呢?
How often do we practice that and walk by that?
有几多时候我们能够这样去实践呢?
Paul's life was a role model.
我想告诉你，保罗的生命是一个的榜样。
His obedience to the Lord was unconditional.
他对上帝的信服是无条件的。
Thirdly, his warning was for vigilance.
第三，他的劝勉是为让道众人去警觉。
Please look at verse 28 of chapter 20 of the book of Acts.
让我们一起来看看《使徒行传》第20章第28节。
Vigilance is such a rare commodity these days.
今天提高警觉已经是一个非常罕见的习惯了。
Paul confirms this warning about vigilance by saying people give up too easily.
保罗指出人是太容易放弃了，所以他强调我们要警觉。
On the one hand, you guard against the attack in your life.
一方面你保护自己免受攻击。
On the other hand, you warn others against the attack of the enemy.
另一方面你要为其他人守望，免遭敌人的袭击。
On the one hand, you do not neglect your personal prayer life and your study of the Word of God.
一方面，你唔能够忽略自己嘅读经同埋祈祷。
On the other hand, you warn others of the danger of neglecting their prayer life and study of the Word.
另一方面，你要劝勉其他人忽略祈祷同埋读经系好危险噶。
The bottom line is this: you do not commit the sin that you do not want others to commit.
至少你应该做到，你劝勉其他人唔好犯嘅罪，自己都唔好犯。
Here's what Paul say.
保罗喺度讲嘅嘢系乜嘢呢
？First, keep watch on yourself.
首先就系自己要警醒。
And then and only then can you truly minister to others.
因为只有自己警醒嘅时候，你先至能够去牧养其他人。
For you cannot adequately care for others if you neglect the cultivation of your own soul.
如果你忽略咗培养自己嘅灵性，就好难好好咁样去关顾其他嘅人。
That's what Paul is saying to these leaders.
呢个就系保罗同其他嘅领袖所讲嘅嘢。
You cannot truly help others until you have taken care of your own walk with the Lord.
除非你自己是一路都与上帝同行，否则你真的不能够帮助到其他的人。
God has called those in leadership to manage it for him.
我们见到上帝呼召这些领袖来为他管理教会。
Why is Paul warning the church leaders to watch out and to be vigilant for both themselves and others?
咁点解保罗要劝勉呢啲教会嘅领袖为自己同埋其他人嘅缘故保持警醒呢
？Because there are wolves everywhere ready to come and devour the sheep.
因为喺到处都有豺狼要嚟吞食羊群。
Where were the wolves that Paul was talking about?
保罗所讲嘅豺狼究竟喺边呢
？They were in the church hiding and waiting.
佢哋喺教会里面匿埋啊。
They were ready to mislead God's people.
他们随时准备好出来去误导上帝的百姓啊。
My beloved friend, listen carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细去留意。
There are wolves all around us.
豺狼就在我们的身边。
And you are to be vigilant for yourself first and then for others.
首先你自己要警醒，然后再为其他人去警醒守望。
In the ancient Near East, wolves were the chief enemies of the sheep.
在古代的近东地区，其实豺狼就是羊群的主要敌人。
In fact, sheep were defenseless against wolves.
其实羊群是没办法抵御豺狼的。
And that is why shepherds could not afford to take their eyes off the sheep.
所以牧羊人就不能够将他们的视线移离羊群一刻一秒的。
Some people say,Don't expose false teaching, just preach the truth.
有些人说，哎呀，你使乜去揭发啲错误啫？你讲真理咪得咯。
But Paul did both.
保罗系两样都做晒噶。
He preached to them the whole counsel of God.
保罗将上帝所有嘅忠告都一一向佢哋陈明噶。
He did it publicly and he did it from house to house.
保罗喺众人面前或者喺个人嘅屋企里面都系咁讲噶。
But here he is warning them about the wolves that are ready to come and undermine the truth.
但是在这里保罗就提醒他们说豺狼随时会来到诋毁真理。
But I want you to realize that vigilance is costly.
我希望你明白其实警觉是要付代价的。
Vigilance is troublesome.
保持警觉是要花功夫的。
Vigilance is exhausting.
我们知道保持警觉是要耗费体力的。
Vigilance will bring false accusation.
警觉是要让到其他人是向你做出一些无妄的控诉的。
Vigilance will cause misunderstandings.
保持警觉是会引起误解的。
And so my listening friend, as I conclude this message,
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，在我今天即将要结束今天的节目的时候，
I want to tell you that although knowledge might double every 22 months,
我想告诉你，虽然知识每22个月就要增长一倍，
information might increase with overwhelming volume,
资讯亦都在无止境地增长，
but the gospel of Jesus Christ never changes.
但是耶稣基督的福音从来都没改变过。
And that is why the Bible speaks again and again about the importance of holding on.
这个就是为什么圣经一而再再而三地强调持守的重要性。
The importance of being vigilant.
强调警醒的重要性。
And the importance of being on the alert.
还有保持警觉的重要性。
You will receive a crown in heaven when you are vigilant.
如果你能够一直保持警醒的话，你将来终要得到属天的冠冕。
It is promised to you in the word of God.
这个就是上帝话语已经应许了给你的。
My listening friend,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，
you might be ready to give up.
你可能正在准备放弃。
You may be tired of being vigilant.
你可能已经厌倦了随时保持警醒。
You may be tempted to go with the flow.
你可能已经被世界的潮流所引诱。
I want you to stop and remember this.
我希望你停下来并且一定要记住
God is on your side.
上帝是要与你同在。
God wants to help you to keep on being vigilant.
上帝是想帮你让你保持警醒。
God wants you to know that you are not alone.
上帝想你知道你并不孤单。
Keep on standing up and being vigilant.
希望你能够保持坚定和警觉的心。各位听众朋友，在今天希望向你表达，就是我们一定要保持警醒。我们在仰望上帝的时候，我们面对每一件事情都要靠住祂，因为上帝是与我们同行的主宰，我们也都要学习与祂同行，活出一个精彩的基督徒的生命。
单的一生，遇见高耸的山岭，独攀登。来让我同行，前路一起共步行，遇上挫折不纷争，是良朋。
朋友，其实在一生里头，我们要行这条警觉的道路的时候，其实都是有很多的挑战在里面，但是不需要害怕，天路导向就是与你同行。在里面我们希望和你一起学习圣经的真理，一起同走上主的路。那在这里愿上帝赐福给你，希望你真的同我们是同行这一条的天路，也都多些同我们分享你面对的挑战、你的困难或者你的感恩，让到我们能够与你去同欢喜，一起同担忧、同哀哭。那在这里愿上帝赐福给你，写信给我们吧。那下次天路导向再会。